Both companies vowed to do much more than build a casino in a box in downtown Springfield. Launching a gaming industry in the state's third largest city, the rival executives said, will mean economic revitalization and thousands of jobs filled by a largely local and diverse workforce. Penn National Vice President Eric Shippers said his company's proposal for an $807 million hotel and casino in Springfield's North End will have an economic ripple effect throughout the city.
And one of the most important reasons we chose Springfield is it really is in the sweet spot of what our company does in terms of urban renewal, revitalization.
MGM CEO Jim Murin said his company's $800 million project in Springfield's South End will be an entertainment hub that will draw tens of thousands of tourists to Springfield.
We are an international resort company. We build resorts. We're not a neighborhood casino company.
MGM, which unveiled their proposal for a resort casino in Springfield back in August, presented the more detailed plans for their project at Tuesday night's forum. It included an animated walkthrough of the casino and hotel.
The hotel is interesting. That's where it bifurcates 7th and State Street.
There was a 3D model of MGM's project set up in the lobby of the City Stage Theater where the forum was held. Penn's president, Timothy Wilmot, conceded his company is behind in Springfield when it comes to glitzy marketing.
But in no way reflect our lack of interest or lack of preparedness for this project. Simply put, our project will require more moving parts in the northern section of downtown than has been any proposal proposed to date.
Penn is planning to unveil more details about its project at what it called a red carpet gala on December 20th. The company announced last night that it now has control of a 13-acre site thanks to recently concluded agreements with the current property owners. It also revealed that Massachusetts football legend Doug Flutie will open his first sports bar in Penn's Springfield Casino. People questioned the impact the projects would have on traffic. Both developments are near Interstate 91. Jay Snowden, a senior vice president with Penn who is in charge of their Springfield project, said a study found just 5% of casino traffic would be on local streets.
We share the same concerns. The last thing in the world we want is to create traffic problems in Springfield. And we feel as though our project and our site certainly lends itself to an even distribution and access points.
Crime was another concern raised. MGM President Bill Hornbuckle said public safety is a top priority.
To make someone from West Hartford, Connecticut, who could go to Blueback Square any day of the week, want to come to Springfield, as well as being engaging, it needs to be safe. And we're very, very focused on that, both with the police, the fire community, the commissioner, and ultimately with the city.
Carol Costa, who lives in downtown Springfield, said she'd been opposed to a casino, but has changed her mind.
I'm excited because I think downtown Springfield really needs an economic engine right now. And I think if done right, it will be a real boost.
Rosemary Tracy Woods is worried about how a big casino would impact the two art galleries she owns downtown.
But what will happen for local artists? The creative economy, particularly because I'm African American, what will happen?
Last night's forum was part of Springfield's casino selection competition. A third company, Ameristar, dropped out last month. MGM and Penn have until Friday to pay a $250,000 fee to the city and have until January 3rd to file their final detailed project plans with city officials. The city hopes to hold a voter referendum in June on a casino development. A binding local vote is required before a casino developer can seek a license from the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. State law permits just one license in western Massachusetts. Mohegan Sun is expected to seek a license for a casino in Palmer. There may also be a casino project in Holyoke. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.